Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. Yesterday, we started talking about the seven abilities of an effective steward, and we're going to pick it up today, finish it. Honey, I want to tell you, this first scripture is amazing.
This is it, 1 Corinthians 4:2. 1 Corinthians 4:2 says, "Moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful."
As we reflected on the definition of faithful, we were given seven abilities of an effective steward. We taught three of them yesterday. We're going to do a brief review of those before we finish the teaching. Number one, availability. God is not concerned as much about your ability as is your availability. Isaiah 6:8.
It says, "Also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send, and who will go for us? Then said I, here am I, send me."
When God calls us to a particular challenge or opportunity, are we ready to respond with our very best effort?
Number two, capability. We looked at four scriptures that reveal the source of our capability as stewards. I'm not going to go into them all, but I'm going to give you their addresses. So if you didn't get it yesterday, you certainly want to catch it today. 1 John 2:26-27. 1 John 2:26-27 in the Message Bible. We read Philippians 4:9. Philippians 4:9 in the Message Bible. And 2 Timothy 2:15. 2 Timothy 2:15 in the Classic Amplified Bible. And Philippians 4:13. Both of those very, very common to us. Philippians 4:13 in the Classic Amplified. But the thing we said to remember was, when God appoints, he anoints.
Wow, that's such a great statement. Whom God appoints,
he anoints.
Wow. Number three, dependability. Psalm 50:14, Contemporary English Version. "I am God Most High. The only sacrifice I want is for you to be thankful and to keep your word." Numbers 30:2, Contemporary English Version. When one of you men make a promise to God, you must keep your word. Somebody once said, "The Lord doesn't ask about your ability, only your availability." Actually, it was Neil Maxwell. The Lord doesn't ask about your ability, only your availability. If you prove your dependability, the Lord will increase your capability.
Hallelujah.
Now let's pick up where we left off yesterday.
That's right. Number four, accountability. Accountability. An effective steward is accountable for their thoughts, words, actions, and everything God has entrusted to them, including their money. Stephen Covey, author of The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, once said, "Accountability breeds responsibility." Let me say that again. Accountability breeds responsibility. There are several phrases that we should never hear from the lips of a steward who is accountable. Number one, "It's my fault." "It's not my fault." I'm sorry. "It's not my fault." Number two, "I didn't do that." Sadly, many believers refuse to take responsibility for their own actions. Some people justify their lack of action or ineffectiveness with a laundry list of excuses. But the point of it is, that will never get us anywhere.
Yeah.
The American Heritage Dictionary says that an excuse is the act of justification. In Proverbs 24:11 in the Message Bible, it says, "Rescue the perishing. Don't hesitate to step in and help. If you say, 'Hey, that's none of my business,' will that get you off the hook? Someone is watching you closely, you know, someone not impressed with weak excuses." Boy, there's a lot of scriptures we could go into on that one. People who are good at making excuses, denying accountability, are never going to be good at anything else.
That's so true.
Thomas Paine, the author of Common Sense, once said, "A body of men holding themselves accountable to nobody ought not to be trusted by anybody." That's a good one for the political arena.
Yeah.
And on a political note, there seems to be almost absolutely no accountability in politicians anymore, in politics, for sure. If things don't go right, it's always somebody else's fault. And a final note, an effective steward will, in all probability, at one time or another, mess up. Hey, if you're living, you're going to mess up.
That's right.
So, you know, as Christians, we ought to recognize that and know that God will forgive us for messing up. So if we do, we need to fess up, get up, and move on.
Good word, baby. Number five, changeability. Change is going to come in the life of every effective steward, one way or another. Either you will participate or
precipitate.
Precipitate be a better word.
Yeah.
Either you will precipitate the change for good, or circumstances may change for the worse. There's one absolute when it comes to change. One. Just one. God does not change. Never has. Never will. But we can change things when they need changing. And we should. Malachi 3:6 says in part, "For I am the Lord, I change not." By trusting God, obeying His instructions, good change is going to come. It's going to come, honey, into our lives.
Hallelujah. In 2 Corinthians 3:18 says, "But we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord." By obeying the word, it will change our circumstances for good.
Yes.
Colossians 1:6 in the New Living Translation says, "This same good news that came to you is going out all over the world. It is bearing fruit everywhere by changing lives, just as it changed your lives from the day you first heard and understood the truth about God's wonderful grace."
We want to encourage you to write a list of the things you need to change in your life to be a more effective steward for the kingdom of God. Not only make the list, but create a plan to make the changes which you feel need to be changed. Ask the Holy Spirit to direct you in the way which you can change. You got the ability to change, to grow spiritually, to be what God called you to be, and that's an effective steward.
Number six, profitability. Profitability. The best way to increase our profitability to God as an effective steward is to use wisdom in the decisions we make. In Job 22:2, in the Classic Amplified, it says, "Can a man be profitable to God? Surely he that is wise is profitable to himself." According to Strong's Concordance, the Hebrew word for profitable in this is H5532, and it means to be of use or service or profit or benefit. So perhaps a little self-examination is in order. We need to ask ourselves, how can we be of greater service, profit, or benefit to the kingdom of God and those that we serve? In Proverbs 9:11 in the Living Bible, it says, "I, wisdom, will make the hours of your day more profitable and the years of your life more fruitful." That is cool scripture.
Yeah, it sounds to me. Sounds to me like we need to be better stewards of our time.
That's right.
It's the greatest treasure we got. You know, I remember reading some years ago where the average American over the course of a lifetime will spend 6 months sitting at stoplights.
Wow.
8 months opening junk mail.
Think of that.
1 year searching for misplaced items.
Yikes.
2 years trying to return phone calls.
I know.
And 5 years waiting in line.
Think about that.
If you perform any of these functions, and I'm sure you do, ask yourself, what could you do to maximize that time? We strongly encourage you to visit HaroldHerring.com and search for a teaching we did some time back entitled 7 Ways to Take Control of Your Life. Think about this. If you were to make 30 more minutes of your day productive as an effective steward in the course of a year, you would be adding 182 and a half hours of profitability for the kingdom of God and yourself. Or you could say it would be 22 plus 8-hour workdays.
That's amazing.
It is. Our profitability to the kingdom as effective stewards is determined by how we use our time.
Mm.
Number 7, transferability. Transferability. According to dictionary.com and the Random House Dictionary, the word transfer means to convey or remove one place, person, to another, to cause to pass to another, as though qualities, as thought qualities or power.
Wow, amazing. One of the greatest benefits, of being an effective steward is to be a reward with a double portion of the anointing from man or woman of God that you're serving. Elisha found that out and was very faithful to the prophet when Elijah encouraged him to leave. He didn't leave. The honor which Elisha extended to the prophet was rewarded. As it says in 2 Kings 2:9, 13 and 15. 2 Kings chapter 2 verses 9, 13 and 15. We're reading that just for the sake of time. This in the Classic Amplified. And when they had gone over, Elijah said to Elisha, "Ask what I shall do for you before I am taken from you." And Elisha said, "I pray you, let a double portion of your spirit be upon me." He took up also the mantle of Elijah. That was skipping from verse 9 to 13. He took up also the mantle of Elijah that fell upon from him and went back and stood by the bank of the Jordan. Verse 15 says, "When the sons of the prophets who were watching at Jericho saw him, they said, 'The spirit of Elijah rests on Elisha.' And they came to meet him and bowed themselves to the ground before him."
The mantle, the double portion of the anointing, then belonged to Elisha. God has a double portion of the anointing for each of you, each of us, as effective stewards. Some hearing our voices have gone or are going through, you've gone through the fire. But be encouraged, because you're coming to the other side.
In Isaiah 61 verse 7, New Living Translation, it says, "Instead of shame and dishonor, you will enjoy a double share of honor. You will possess a double portion of prosperity in your land, and everlasting joy will be yours."
Our prayer for you on this day,
yes,
is for the transfer of rich thinking and a financial anointing that's on us.
Hallelujah.
To you.
Mm.
So that you can be a more effective steward for the kingdom of God. These two teachings will be up as a podcast in a couple of days on our website. Encourage you to listen to them. Again, of course, this one you can listen to for the next 24 hours. But I want you to think about all of this, because God wants you to be an effective steward. And you want more than anything to hear him say to you on Judgment Day, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Go to HaroldHerring.com. Check out this week's 2-minute video. While you're there, up at the top where it says sow a seed, just ask God what seed he'd have you put in the ground. Do what he says. That's all we ever ask. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.